Blog Talk Radio.
Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks.
And we said, well, we got to do it a little earlier. So we did it at 3 o'clock. So that, you know, that was an honest misstatement because it was so long. And we were doing service, afternoon service at 4 p.m. So God bless you, Pastor Peter. Thank you so much. And the number, the conference call number in the morning worship, yeah, from 7 to about 7:45, 8 o'clock. We have a great time in the Lord with music and songs and testimonies and prayers and scriptures, and everybody can chime in and have part ownership of this morning worship. Hallelujah. The number to call is 605-475-4800. Again, that number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849#. Again, the access code is 759-849#. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we want you all to join in to start your day off, as Pastor Peter said, start it off with a bang. Start it off with victory. Start it off with a song in your heart. Start it off with victory in your steps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for you, Pastor Peter. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank God for y'all that are getting ready. We're getting ready to put the names up into the atmosphere of blessings, because, as you know, when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Come on now. And before the blessings hit the ground, we're going to put some people's names up in the atmosphere so they can catch it. I don't know if you got a baseball mitt or something to catch the blessing, but just catch it. Get it. Catch it. Hallelujah. As we put your names up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
We know, without any reservation or hesitation, that signs and wonders and miracles shall follow, that breakthroughs shall happen, healings, miraculous healings will happen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. As we play a selection in the background,
Jesus,
begin to put people's names up in the atmosphere. And you say, well how can God figure out? We're talking at the same time. Millions of people are crying out to him right now. So he God. Remember that. He hear them. So he'll hear the 2,000 people that's listening to our broadcast right now. Glory to God. All over the world. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter's bird.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Anna James, hallelujah. Sister Angie Harris, hallelujah. Mother, Delores Harris, Yvette, hallelujah. Glory to God. Rosalind and Ronald, hallelujah. And Minister Linda,
hallelujah.
Blackwell and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Uda and Alan and Danya and
yes,
Tiffany and Bianca, hallelujah. And Coco and Faith, hallelujah.
Dorothy Andrews.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Margie Mercer. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lewis Knight. Hallelujah. And Pastor Lewis Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Joseph Atkins, hallelujah, glory to God. Raymond Banks and Rachel, hallelujah, glory to God. Gary Don Wilson, Harry Warsaw, hallelujah, glory to God. My, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Earl, another Earl. Still another Earl and another Earl. My goodness.
Tavon.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Tavon. And Travion. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Daniel.
Hallelujah. And Kelly. And Anna. And Ava. And Kitty. And little Kitty. And Stephanie.
And
little Stephanie. And big Stephanie. And Desiree. And Manisha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Victor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Julia. Joshua. Little Mitchell. And Pastor Mitchell. And First Lady Dolly. And Deacon Leroy Calvi.
Yeah, Michelle
Campbell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Jane, Apostle Dustin Harper, Apostle Dwight Smith.
Thank you, Malik.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Sandra Orange, Sister Allen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Tommy Orange.
Thank you, Jones. And
Brother Tommy Orange.
Next to Jones.
Brother Larry Orange. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. George Dutra, another Tavon, and Maurice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Kimberly, another Kimberly, another Kimberly. Pamela, and another Pamela, and still another Pamela, and another Pamela. Hallelujah. Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique.
All right.
Dominique.
Right.
And just
right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle. And another Danielle, and Denise Brown, and another Anissi Brown, and David Brown. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tom's friend.
This
lady Rosalind's friend. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Rosewell. Hallelujah. First Lady Charlene Rosewell. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Abrams, Archbishop Mary Robinson, Chief Apostle Mary Osborne. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah. David, another David. Hallelujah. Another David. Timothy. Hallelujah. And Bobby. Hallelujah. And Leon. Hallelujah. Another Timothy. Hallelujah. And Tony and Ricky. Hallelujah. Sarah Bright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Linda, Dinda, Mildred, Tanya, Brenda, and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dwight,
the man.
Ron, God, Tony, Orange, and family. Again, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Raymond Banks, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, Margaret Pearson, hallelujah. Glenda Blanton, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shirley Richard, hallelujah, glory to God. Ruth Hazard,
Gina Jones,
Passine, Gary, hallelujah, glory to God. Another Gary.
Brenda Fatato, Turkey.
Lord, hallelujah.
Fatato.
Oh, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
God. We thank you, Lord.
Family, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tina Spencer.
Thank you, Lord.
Freddie. Hallelujah. Benita.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders and miracles following. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name today, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Name, Lord.
We glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah.
Thank you,
next voice you hear
you,
after this next election will be none other than
hallelujah.
Pastor Peachesburg. The Children's Corner. God bless you all. Hello, everybody. And by the way, I want to thank you and you and you, all of you who have taken up the gauntlet, if you want to call it that, to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. And also tell one person a week to tune in to, hallelujah, morning worship, hallelujah, a new person every week, morning worship,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. At least one person a month, tell them to tune into, hallelujah, our services, hallelujah, Wednesday at 7 and Sundays at 3, and the second Friday of every month at 7 p.m. God bless you all,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Heaven smile upon you. I'm just so proud of you for doing just that little. You think you're insignificant. You're not insignificant. You're doing the work of the ministry when you share. God bless you all. Love you now.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Unto the Lord. For the Lord my God
is mighty.
Yes,
the Lord our God
is omnipotent. The Lord God, He is.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, power
belongs to our God. Hallelujah,
salvation and glory.
Glory and power belongs to our God. Sing and glory belongs to our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The enemy cannot entice you to do what is wrong. Hallelujah. Because you will have right and righteousness on your mind, and you will know to do the right thing, and you know that God will have your back. The enemy may try to seduce you to do wrong things or try to get you to bow to things that's not right. You know, there are a lot of idols out there. There are a lot of idols that things that the enemy would love to seduce you to and get you to bow your knee to, which means to say, oh, yes, I'll do that. I'll do that. But
yes,
you have to say, no, I won't. And I read this scripture that I'm going to read to you right now. I read it to you before. And it's about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, about three young men. They had their minds made up to serve the Lord. From the, Daniel 3, it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, which whose height was 70 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, judges, treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that the king had set up. Then in hurl cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the trumpet, the flute, the harp, the cymbal, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of all the music, verse 8, wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree, and every man that shall hear the sound of all this music, and whoso follow not down and worshipeth, he shall be cast in the midst of the fiery furnace. There were certain Jews whom had set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake unto them, is this true? O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of all this music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And if he did deliver us not out of thy hand, O king, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was King Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 more times than it was to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and their other garments and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeded hot. The flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, behold, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, the captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, those whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair on their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has set his angel deliver his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which spake anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Hallelujah. Young people, when you stand up for God, hallelujah, God will have your back. He will be there with you, just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He was in the fire with them, hallelujah, because they refused to bow. So with you, when the enemy attempts to you to do something wrong, to bow to some images out there, to bow to the weed, to bow to the drugs, to bow to the alcohol, to bow to the shoplifting, to bow to being the negative person in the classroom, to bow to being the know-it-all and the sassy mouth in the classroom, and the troublemaker in the halls and in the classroom.
Yes, yes.
They say no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm. Hallelujah. No. Because when I see pictures on TV and the big guy, he's putting the gun in the hand of the little guy. Yeah, go ahead and do it. In my mind, I'm thinking, why won't he do it? He's trying to put somebody else to do it. Why he won't do it? He's supposed to be the big and bad one. Hallelujah. But a bully is going to always try to put something off on somebody else. Hallelujah. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for what is right. Don't be afraid being called a wuss or whatever they call y'all out there or whatever. Don't be afraid to be called the chicken you're a punk. You know what? Punk, or you afraid to eat, huh? You won't fight, but you know what? You'll live to fight another day. You know what? You run, flee the situation. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but a grievous word stirs anger. When they try and talk you into something that they won't even do themselves, and they try and talk you into getting in trouble, you say, no, I pass. I pass on this one. That's not me. I don't do things like that. I got Jesus in my heart. That's not what God would want me to do. Hallelujah. And there used to be, some years ago, we used to wear a band that says, what would Jesus do? A WWJD, what would Jesus do? Maybe they need to, somebody need to bring them back out. Hallelujah. What would Jesus do in a situation like that? Your back's against the wall. What would Jesus do? Somebody calling you names. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. Somebody saying, somebody lying on you. What would Jesus do? Somebody saying, you cheated on a test. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. 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 Be strong in the Lord, be strong in the might of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will have your back. Call on the Lord. He said he's a very help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. When the bully comes up. Hallelujah. When somebody trying to entice you to do the wrong thing. And somebody saying, oh, well, if you don't do this, well, we're going to do this. If you don't do this, then we're going to do this to you. God will have somebody there to fight for you.
Hallelujah.
I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
Hallelujah.
God will have somebody there to fight your battles every time. Hallelujah. God will, if God has to have you to transcend from one spot into another spot, God will do that too. Hallelujah. God will always bring, he'll always bring somebody up to fight your battles. He'll bring a teacher out of the classroom at a time, whatever, and God will do it. God will do it. We just never know how God is going to bring you out of a situation. We just know that he will. We just know that he's able. That's why when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, no, the God that I serve, even if he don't rescue us, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow. Hallelujah. And God brought them through. Yes, they were thrown into the fire furnace, but the man that commanded them to be thrown in there, he was won over to the God that they served. Hallelujah. Because they took a stand. And it's time for you to take a stand too. Hallelujah. God will have your back. Hallelujah. God bless you, young people. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Pastor Bird. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will enter his gate. Yeah. He's giving it in my heart.
Children from 7 to 70 and from 5 to 50 and on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches.
Thank you.
We enjoyed that ourselves. At this time, it's time for you to go to your word and go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's time for the meal that heals. The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Yes.
Let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask that you are blessed, anointed, sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We bless your name today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the text.
Hallelujah.
It says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. We do that because, number one, we've been taught to do that ever since we were a little child. You know, check yourself out before you take communion. And so we do that. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your covenant name. Hallelujah. Your covenant name, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sins. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's book of life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord. Again, I say, according to the text, examine yourselves. And we do understand. We comprehend. We're fully aware of what your body and blood has done for us, Lord Jesus. Your word helps us to do that. Isaiah 55:11, 53:5. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, hallelujah, with your stripes, we were healed.
Yes.
And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and hallelujah. And Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text tonight, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie. Hallelujah. Neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything is spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today, O God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. We thank you for your word on today. The same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your word says. We thank you, Lord, for our healing tonight, oh God. For your word says in Sanctuary 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now in Jesus' name. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body. This is the New Testament. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is the New Testament in my blood. Let's drink together. To do and remember to me. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Your word says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Ghost, we thank you, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the power, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Lord and the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, makes a no effect, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Oh, bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We remember you, Lord. We receive your blessings today. We receive the confirmation meal of your designation as we are your children, oh God. We receive the confirmation that the blessings of Almighty God rest upon us now in Jesus' name. We receive the confirmation meal that, hallelujah, the Abrahamic covenant, the Abrahamic agreement, the Abrahamic blessings are ours now, and we receive it right now in Jesus' name. And because we receive it in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we can boldly speak our family daily confession.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, our family, our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are present. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We are the Ark of the Covenant, Holy Cross. We are holy ground, Holy Cross, because the Spirit of the living God dwells within us. Thank you, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you for you being there today with us. We don't take it for granted. You are a mighty woman of the Most High God. You are anointed and appointed by God. You are Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, hallelujah, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, and we appreciate you.
Hallelujah.
In this name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need to ask you a question after all of that. And please send me the $15 in the mail. Hallelujah.
What's the question?
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Well, bless be God. Baruch Adonai.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captivity, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, we ask that you would touch these lips of clay. Let them speak with accuracy, excellence, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow the word tonight in Jesus' name. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are on, I think this is part 10 of our series. Life is an open book test. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all got to repeat that after me, because y'all got to get this down in your spirit, because you got to act like you know this.
Hallelujah.
Life is an open book test.
It's an open book test.
And Pastor Peaches, what's the book we talking about?
The Bible, the Word of God.
The Holy Writ, the Holy Scripture, the sword, whatever you want to call it. It's the written Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For what he's done already. Hallelujah. And we thank God that everybody needs to have this information. They need to have this revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John Amos Comenius said so in the 16th and 17th century. Hallelujah. Horace Mann said so in the 17th and the 18th and 19th century. I'm going to get it right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody needs to be educated. But to God. But God said so long time ago, and glory to God. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse, hallelujah, 15, and Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't just need this information. You need the revelation from this information so you can rightly analyze, rightly lead yourself. Hallelujah, glory to God, through the vicissitudes, the challenges of life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Peaches, if you would do me a great favor and read the scriptures for tonight.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Luke chapter 16, verses 13 and 15. Proverbs chapter 11. Verse 3, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2, and 6 and 7.
Is that it?
I think that's enough.
Oh, okay, that's enough. Well, it's only 7 scriptures, I think. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. And if you need those scriptures again, you can call or text Pastor Peaches after the service. I was at 443-416-1201 to get the scriptures text to you. But again, we've been talking about life as an open book test. And for the last few services, we've been talking about what's that, Proverbs 9 and 1. What does that say?
Proverbs 9 and 1 says, wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewed out her holy pillars.
God is wisdom, true wisdom. And he has built the house. Guess what? That's you. And the 7 pillars to keep that house standing are here. These are they. And if you've been following the message, you should have them.
Amen.
The first one is a coachable, teachable spirit. The second one is a burning desire to please God and be excellent. The third one is a willingness to work and go the extra mile. The fourth one is have a heart of integrity and honesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The sixth one, there's the fifth one. Okay, I think the fifth one, have a loving heart. The sixth one is have a forgiving heart. And the seventh one is have a giving heart. And today we are talking about have a heart of integrity and honesty. Have a heart of integrity, honesty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A heart of integrity and honesty. Read the next scripture, Pastor.
Hallelujah. The next scripture is Matthew 6:24. And that says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Okay, go to the next scripture, because this is a recapitulation.
Okay, the next one is Luke 16, 13 and 15.
Okay.
Luke 16, 13 and 15 says, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Verse 15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
It's important for you to understand there's another side of integrity integrity or honesty. It's called no integrity and no honesty. It is a dichotomy. You can either be have a heart of integrity, honesty, uprightness. The Bible calls it integrity, several things. It calls it righteousness. It calls integrity uprightness.
Praise God.
Honesty. There's some other words that for righteousness, for integrity, aren't there, Pastor Peaches? There's some other words. How is doing the right thing at the right time.
When nobody looking.
And whether somebody's looking or not.
That's right.
Doing the right thing in the dark, you know, as well as in the light. You understand? Righteousness, hallelujah. Doing good when doing bad is also an option.
Mm.
Righteousness is doing good to somebody that can't help you, that can't do anything for you, doing good to them. A real righteousness, glory to God, is blessing those who curse you. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Your enemy.
You're watching this.
Oh, come on now. The one that gives you a hard time on the job, your boss, your co-workers, sometimes your family members, true righteousness, true heart integrity, integrity of the heart. I mean, it's down deep. It might come up, you know, you might have this come up in your mind, boy, I want to get them back, but then the righteousness bubbles over and says, no, that's not God's way. Because as Pastor Peter said earlier, what would Jesus do? How he kind of nullifies, you know? And that was a theme, believe it or not, in the later part of the 19th century. And it died out. So folks said, boy, what Jesus would do, that's kind of hard to do. But he gives you power.
Amen.
The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do some things through
all things.
I can do some things which I agree with.
All things through Christ.
Who strengthens me. Hallelujah. So, again, you can't have integrity and dishonesty in the same house, you know. You can't. In fact, Matthew 6:13 or 14 talks about, look here, a tree can't give good fruit and bad fruit.
Amen.
It got to give me good fruit or bad fruit.
That's right.
A good tree ain't going to give bad fruit, it's going to give good fruit. A bad tree ain't going to give good fruit, it's going to give bad fruit. Ye shall know them by their fruit.
Amen.
Glory to God. Another scripture right there real quick.
Proverbs 11:3.
Okay.
It says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them.
Okay. Listen to me. Integrity of your heart, honesty in your heart, is going to... You don't have to call a war council. You don't have to call a solemn assembly to decide, what should I do? Righteousness or unrighteousness? Honesty, dishonesty?
Mm-hmm.
Read that scripture again.
Mm-hmm. The integrity of the upright shall guide them.
You're going to be guided. Read some more of that.
But the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them.
The desires, I want to get back, and if they got me, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them before they get me, and I'm going to got them. Oh, that's why God had to put in his word. He put it several times, but it's so succinctly in Romans 12:19. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. And then he went on in 2 Thessalonians 1:6. He said, look here, I'm righteous to to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. Don't worry about getting back and forth. I got you covered. I'm going to give folks who trouble you, I'm going to give some tribulation. Don't worry about that.
Mm.
I got you covered.
Amen.
I got your six covered.
Mm.
That means you're back. I got you covered.
That's right.
Integrity will keep you standing, living. In, the absence of integrity will ruin you. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Ooh, hallelujah. Proverbs 28:6 says, better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he
that is. Okay, when you say here unrighteousness, you're talking about integrity. You're talking about rightness. You're talking about righteousness. Go ahead.
Then he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich.
Hmm. I ain't going to mention nobody's name, but some people act like they're above the law because they're rich. But they're still perverse.
Amen.
Lord, help us today. And silly folk who call themselves born-again Christians have followed perverse, evil people.
Help us, Jesus.
And see, those folks that do that don't follow the word of God. Because the angel, the devil and his angel will come to you as an angel of light. Oh, we're against abortion. God's against abortion. But guess what? God knows, and if you're a student of the word, you ought to know that God loses nothing.
Amen, amen.
Every aborted fetus, every miscarriage, every stillborn, every child, their face were in the heart of God. And to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. They couldn't put on the earth suit for one reason or the other. They went back to the God that sent them. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world, God knew you.
Amen.
How? You were in his heart. They are in the heart of God.
Mm. Amen.
But foolish Christians who don't know the word, who don't have the wisdom of God's revelation, they got information but not revelation, they follow a perverse-hearted person.
Mm.
Who lacks integrity and honesty. All right. Now, I ought to tell you that. Somebody calculated over 10,000 lies that this person has told, said. And Christians still follow a liar. And the word of God says, hallelujah, his father is the devil. And you, if you follow somebody whose father is the devil, who are you following for real? You're following the devil.
Yep.
You got a line. There's the devil, there's this guy, and there's you following the guy. I'm going to leave that alone. I digress. Go ahead, thank God. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 10:9 says, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known.
Read the next scripture.
He that winketh with the eye causes sorrow.
Okay, that winking with the eye gives a sign of an evil sign, you know, to somebody, are we going to do this, are we going to do that? We're going to do something evil and try to call it clean.
Mm.
That's what that's talking about. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
Ecclesiastes 5:2, 6, and 7. Ecclesiastes 5:2 says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister.
Okay, what's the scripture now?
Ecclesiastes, I'm sorry, I was reading Song of Solomon.
Okay.
Woo.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound too familiar to me.
Oh, it's your agenda. That's one.
We know where you are. All right, we'll deal with that later. Anyway. Lord, y'all, Holy Ghost, thank you for bringing us back to where we call.
Oh,
Ecclesiastes 5, 15, 16, 17. Okay, be not rash with your mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God.
Stop. Sometimes we talk too much. See, now, if God had given us 2 mouths and 1 ear, we could understand that. But God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, which means that we should listen twice as much as we speak. Do you hear, Earl Berg? Oh, excuse me. Never mind. oh, yes, Lord. Yeah, my wife reminds me of this all the time. Not all the time, but sometimes she reminds me. And I have to be, can I be honest with you? Sometimes I talk too fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for a wonderful woman of God. But anyway, go ahead, read some more.
For God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few. That was verse 6 and 7 says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin.
Oh.
Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hand? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities. But fear thou God.
Okay, let me just say this. Loose lips sink ships. And sometimes what you say out of your mouth, you try to take it back.
Too late. It's out there.
It's out there. And then you had an argument with your wife 5 years ago.
Ooh.
And you said something out of your mouth. And she will bring it up to you again. He said, why are you bringing that up? Because you said it out of your mouth. Hmm.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, we need to there was some forgiveness on that part. Erase that, put in the seal of forgiveness. But the bottom line, don't be hasty with your word. A heart of integrity and honesty allows you to kind of think what you're thinking about, think what you're getting ready to say, and speak. Listen twice as much as you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the next scripture?
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture.
Huh?
Well, there's a scripture that talks about vowing a vow.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 5. I might have missed that somewhere. Ecclesiastes 5.
Yes, and that's verse 4. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools.
Okay. Hey, do number 3.
For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude
of words.
Okay.
Now we did. Okay. So we did 3, 4, and we already did 5. Okay. Okay. It's better not to vow a vow.
Amen.
In other words, your word should be your bond.
Yep.
You should be a person of integrity.
Yeah,
don't be quick to speak.
Amen.
And somebody says, well, can you do something? Like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be there. You don't loan them $20.
Mm-hmm.
And you need your $20. And say, look here, I'll try to get to you. Look, meet me down at Charles and Baltimore Street at 12 o'clock. I'll try to get there and give you your $20. Now, when you ever hear the word try, that leaves the door open for failure.
Amen.
Don't stand for try. Tell them either do it or don't do it. Either you're going to do it or not do it. If you're going to do it, that's your word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you're not going to do it, that's fine. We'll pick another day. It's okay. Unless we know when the world's coming to the end, we may have another day to do that. But don't tell me. I'll try to get there, and I'm waiting at 12. I got there at 11:30 because I was eager. And 12:30, 1:15, 1:30.
Mm.
And then I call you on the phone, and it goes right to voicemail.
Mm-mm-mm.
You done joined the witness protection service. Can't find you no place. For the next 3 or 4 days, can't find you.
Mm.
Integrity means a lot.
Amen.
That's one of the 7 pillars, pillars of wisdom. See, you may not have $1 million. You may not look like Marilyn Monroe when she was alive and in her prime. You may not sing like whoever, but your word is something that you can own.
That's right.
It doesn't cost a penny. Your word doesn't cost a penny.
Amen.
You speak it. Fulfill your word. Do what you said you're going to do. Because you don't have to say it. See, you don't want to end the conversation. So yeah, say anything so they can get out of your face. No, you don't do that. You don't say anything so you can end the conversation on the phone. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. One of the reasons why, and some of you have heard me do this, and you say, well, he's really rude, but I'm not rude. You say, look, can you please pray for me, to keep me in prayer? And I start speaking in tongues right then and there on the phone. I start praying for you right then and there because I can say, yeah, I'll pray for you. And something comes up, and I forget, and a week later, oh, yeah, so-and-so asked me to pray for them. Oh, let me call them back. And I call them back, and they done transition. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
They done went on to their reward. But they asked me to pray for them, but I didn't pray for them. Then I put it off. Anybody asks you to pray for them, you start praying right then and there. Because you don't know what will happen to you or them. You might be praying for something that happened in the past, that's happening now, or happening in the future. That's why you got to use your prayer language, because your prayer language transcends time and space.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Life is an open book test.
Thank you, God.
This was part 10. We got a part 11 coming.
Hallelujah.
You've got to understand this. How just reading the Bible is information. Because you don't read it like you're reading The Tale of Two Cities or Moby Dick or some book when you went to school. But see, you've got to have revelation.
Hallelujah.
And revelation is going to bless you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Life is an open book test. Read the book. Father God, I thank you for those who've heard the word on today, that received the word, and that have revelation of the importance of reading your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for what you've said, what you've spoken. We thank you, Lord, for the 30, 60, and 100-fold return. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following the word today in Jesus' name. Bless and keep in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Day 17, you had a few more minutes, Pastor. But we thank God for...
Oh, we have a few more minutes?
Yes, we thank God for the word.
I thought it was 2 minutes before we had more minutes?
Yes, it's only 18.
Praise the Lord, Jesus, hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, really, I would say we thank God. I think every now and then we need a reminder of the power that we possess and the where and how God sees us and things that we can do. We really do need a reminder. And because people hear us, they hear the words that we share. They hear the words that we say. And when we say things and we don't follow through with them and they, just like you said, our word is our bond. And people, I mean, even the saints of God can get discouraged when we tell them something. Just like if someone say, well, can you usher on Sunday? Oh, yes, I'm on. And then they look for you to usher on Sunday. And then they really counting on you. And the people piling in church and you aren't on your post. But yet, then that puts pressure on the person that asked you because they had to grab somebody else. They said, well, Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so told me that they were here and I was looking for them. And they can cause them to not have confidence in you or your word, period. Ever again. because you let them down. But when we have God in our heart, I believe the Lord allows us to keep our word.
Amen, amen. Because we're following the righteousness, uprightness, integrity of your word. We have a heart of integrity. We want to do the right thing. We want to say the right thing. We want to think the right thing. You know what? You reminded me many years ago when I was part of another church congregation. I was president of the usher board, and we needed some more ushers. I asked this sister, and this is at least 15 years ago. I asked, I said, would you prayerfully consider or think about being one of the ushers? And she said, well, I'll pray about it. She's still praying about it because she hasn't come back to me yet. 15 years. Lord have mercy. She's been on her knees 15 years praying about whether she be an usher or not.
Oh, mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
I think this is a glow on the glory.
Don't you dare tell somebody you pray about something and you don't do it. You're a liar.
Amen.
Don't you dare say somebody, I'll do something and you don't do it. You're a liar. Don't you, I did not say that. That's the word of God.
Amen.
You can't say you're going to do something and don't do it and think that you're in right standing with God.
Mm.
Righteousness is one of the pillars. Integrity, honesty, it's in that right. Moral standing, all of that is in integrity. That is one of the pillars that keeps your building standing. Your life standing. It keeps you alive. He blesses you because of that pillow. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His righteousness, it's his integrity. The kingdom of God is full of integrity, honesty.
Amen.
You want to be like Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You want to do that.
Amen.
Be careful. You just want to end the conversation so you tell somebody anything. Don't do that.
Because
your words have consequences.
Amen.
Your words can put something righteous into operation, or they can put something unrighteous into operation. You better be careful what you say. You can tell us, let me give it some thought. I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Amen. Amen. Right.
But don't say I'll get back to you and never get back to him. That's really bad.
Amen.
Because that's just like saying I'll pray about it and never praying about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say, be able to stand on what you say, because what you say is the ground you're standing on.
Mm.
Now, if you say what God says, solid ground, solid rock, hallelujah. I remember that song. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is seeking sand.
Amen.
All other ground is seeking sand. When you stand on integrity,
amen,
and honesty, you stand on Jesus and his righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
Solid ground, y'all.
That's right.
Don't say nothing at all. Say, I can't say nothing right now. That's better than to say, I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say anything right now. And leave it at that. Don't go. You just want to hold a conversation. You stop the conversation at that. But why are you saying that? I said, I want you to hear me. I don't mean no harm, but I cannot say anything right now concerning that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know when I can.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't mean no harm.
Amen.
I really don't mean no harm. But I got to stand for righteousness. I got, if my word is to believe. I've got to be able to stand on it, because it'll be the solid ground on me standing on. So I can't just be willy-nilly with what I say. I can't be cavalier about what I say. I've got to make sure that what I say makes sense to me, but above all, makes sense to God. I got to say what he says. So, look, I can't say right now. And if they don't understand that, say, well, look here, I don't mean no harm. Really, I don't. But you're not understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth. So I'll talk to you at another time. God bless you real good. And you hang up. Mm-hmm. You're not required to have a conversation with someone who won't hear.
Amen.
Because you can speak the Gettysburg Address. Oh, that's a short one. Or you can speak the Constitution. And if they won't hear, or they got you on mute, because some people didn't press a button on their phone, but they pressed the button in their mind. They got you on mute, and no matter what you say, they ain't going to hear. You are not obligated to continue a conversation to people who will not hear.
Amen.
But you do it in a Christian way. It says, sister, brother, I don't mean no harm, but I have something else I have to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to you at another time. God bless you real good. And then you hang up. You don't wait for them to say goodbye. You just say, and you hang up because you did it, you know, very courteously, civilly. And you told them what you had to do. And what you had to do, and that's honest. You know that the conversation is leading to nothing. You know that they don't press the mute button in their brain, and they're not listening to what you're saying. So you got something else to do. You know what you got to do? End the conversation. That's what
Amen.
You got to do.
Amen.
And that's what you got. And you're telling them, too. I have something I have to do. And that's end the conversation. But you don't tell them that. You just, I have something I have to do. And so I will get back to you at a later date. And you can even throw in, God willing. Glory to God. Because God may say, don't mess with that person again. Because they put the mute button all the time. They got an uncoachable, teachable spirit. They know it all. And you cannot get through to them with a jackhammer. You cannot get through to them with a bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll get back to you if it's the Lord's will. God bless you real good. Bye-bye.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you have to do that. Some folk you got to cut off, y'all.
Amen.
Because you want righteousness in your thoughts as well as in your actions and your spoken words. Is that right?
Amen.
You want integrity of your thoughts. Is that right?
Amen.
You don't want to be talking to somebody, I wish this so-and-so would get off the phone. I'm tired of listening to the whining and the moaning and the groaning. That moaning and groaning for the last 17 years, I don't know. They done said the same thing for 17 years. You just tell them, I don't mean no harm, but I've got something I got to do. But I'll get back to you if it's the Lord's will, and you hang up. Is that helping anybody today?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all may not like it, but it's right. It might be tight, but it's right because it's integrity of your word.
Mm-hmm.
And integrity of your time. You don't have time to feed the pig in the pig pen, and they already ate. And you keep putting food in there, and they're not eating the food that you're serving. You're not calling them a pig, but you say, look, I got something else I got to do. And I got something I got to do. Lord's willing, I'll get back to you. But God bless you. And you really mean that. God bless you. And in your mind, you say, open up the ears of the understanding, the eyes of that faithful God. Because integrity, a heart of integrity is what you need. Because if you have a heart of integrity, you're going to be thinking integrity. You're going to be speaking integrity. You're going to be doing integrity. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, I think it might be time now. Is it
true? Hallelujah.
God bless.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word.
Hallelujah.
Something may be tight, but it's right. We want to be an example of Christ Jesus in everything. In our words, people may never see us, but they overhear us. They may overhear something we're saying, or whatever. And our words, it's what's going to draw them. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God, and Father God, we just thank you. We believe that it's falling on good ground, bringing forth 100-fold return in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, allow us to always be examples of you in what we say and what we do. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone that would like to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, forgive me for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And if you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You have gone, you have crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. The word of God said they will rejoice over one soul. Hallelujah. That's come unto the Lord. Hallelujah. They're rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line of communication, address your envelope, RYMM. P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast is over, 410-444-5152. If you need the scriptures, you can text your desire to 443-416-1201. Thank you very much. See you Friday night.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.